This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Myanmar's new military authorities appear to have cut most access to the internet as they face a rising tide of protests over their coup that toppled the leader Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government. A London-based service that tracks internet disruptions says a near-total internet shutdown was in effect in Myanmar. That blackout is a stark reminder of the progress Myanmar is in danger of losing after Monday's coup plunged the nation back into under direct military rule after nearly decade-long move toward greater openness and democracy. And one of the largest protests so far, about 1,000 people marched down a main street that the country's biggest city and were met by more than 100 riot police. The Biden administration is ending agreements with three Central American nations that were part of an effort to restrict asylum under U.S. President Donald Trump. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the new administration has notified the governments of El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras that the U.S. is formally withdrawing from the bilateral agreements. Those agreements required some people seeking asylum at the southwestern U.S. border to go into one of the other countries and pursue asylum claims there instead. The Biden administration says it wants to work with countries in the region to address the issues that cause people to flee their countries in the first place. With coronavirus cases still climbing, Honduras got tired of waiting to get vaccines through a United Nations program, so the small Central American country struck out on its own, securing the shots through a private deal. Well, there are other nations like Honduras that are getting impatient. Experts are increasingly concerned that these go-it-alone efforts could undermine a UN-backed program